Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast. We're online at soundcheck.org.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Over the past 5 years, the band Real Estate has been busy marking their sonic territory with an evocative brand of shimmering guitar pop. Their third album, called Atlas, isn't due out until March, but the band is bringing some of their sunny melodies to us a bit early. Real Estate joins us once again in the Soundcheck studio to play the lead single from the new album. The song's called Talking Backwards. It's Real Estate live on Soundcheck. Band Real Estate live on Soundcheck with the single from their forthcoming record. The album will be called Atlas. The song is Talking Backwards. And let me introduce you to the members of Real Estate joining us for the third time in advance of their third album. Martin Courtney on vocals and guitar. Hey, Martin.
Hello.
Matt Mondanelli playing guitar, Alex Bleeker on bass, Jackson Paulus behind our drum kit, Matt Coleman playing the keyboards. Martin, the last two times you guys were on was right around the release date of the first two records. Now you're back in advance of the third album, and if memory serves, it looks like you guys have gotten bigger since the last time you were here.
Right. Yeah, well, we've, I guess, expanded our lineup, yeah. Got a new
to accommodate a new sound or a depth of songwriting? What was the reason?
I think we've always had keys on the records, and it's just nice to have, you know, that extra depth when you play live. It just fills it out a little bit and you know, Matt adds some nice parts. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the texture of your records, you know, has always had, I mean, people use sort of comparisons to 1970s FM rock and the sounds of bands like, I don't know, Death Cab for Cutie and people like that, you know, all these jangly guitars and the shimmering keyboards and stuff. Has that, you know, stayed pretty consistent even as you head on through this third record?
Yeah. I mean, I think our sound is kind of something that we sort of found pretty early on, and
right.
we've kind of, it comes pretty naturally to us. So mm-hmm. I think, you know, we didn't kind of make any decisions to do anything drastically different this time.
Yeah, although people have remarked on the sunny nature of the first couple of records, and Atlas has a couple of tracks, especially as you get further into the record, where there might be a few clouds in the sky there.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like people say that about us, that our music is kind of sunny and summery, and, you know, both of our previous records came out in the fall. This record's coming out in the winter, or I guess early spring. Yeah, it's winter still. And yeah, I mean, I think our sound spans all seasons, you know, I mean, but I do think, yeah, there are some darker songs on this record for sure.
The album's called Atlas, and it'll be released on March 4th. Now, Atlas as a title could either mean the guy who literally has the weight of the world on his shoulders, or it could also mean, you know, a kind of a map.
I think that's kind of more of the reference for us, and it's sort of, it refers more to like the actual physical, you know, object of like a book that you hold that kind of, you know, helps you get around mm-hmm. kind of deal. Yeah.
Well, now you guys, you came out of the suburbs of New Jersey, Ridgewood. But last time you were here, you'd all moved to New York. Do you still identify as a Jersey band?
Three of us grew up in New Jersey. You know, now we have members that are from different. Jackson's been in the band for a while. He's from New York, and Matt is from the Bay Area. So, mm-hmm. I mean, but yeah, I think.
And other Matt has just moved to LA.
And the other Matt just moved to Los Angeles.
You need an Atlas just to know where everybody is.
Yeah. But yeah, you know, we identify as hopefully kind of belonging to a lineage of bands that come. You know, hail from New Jersey originally.
Right. Now, the album Atlas was recorded in Chicago mm-hmm. at Wilco's studio.
Yes.
Now, is Wilco one of those kind of touchstone bands for you guys?
I definitely have been through some heavy Wilco phases for sure. And I think, it's mostly their records for us, I think, sound really, really great. You mm-hmm, know, they have really, really nice sounding records, and we were trying to, I think, step it up a little bit with this album and make, you know, a better sounding album.
You know, the funny thing with Wilco is they've been through so many different phases. You know, they haven't been like the same sounding band all the way through,
right.
and in recent years they've sort of been mining a lot of, it seems, the same territory that you guys have been.
They're a good band.
So when you guys got into the studio, was the idea that we're going to just go in as a band, sit down as a band, and kind of do this almost live to tape? Or, you know, was it the more conventional, I'll track my part, you track your part, we'll put the drums and the vocals in later, that sort of thing?
It was definitely more the former. Like, we spent a couple months before going into the studio, just rehearsing as a band and getting the songs arranged and getting all of our parts together. So when we went into the studio, we were pretty much ready to sit down and just play it, which is how we did it, yeah.
So people who see you live will have an experience fairly close to what you guys had in the studio.
I think more so than on previous records, for sure. But, you know, there's overdubs, and it's not like a completely live record, but yeah.
Well, let me ask you something. I mean, you guys did a lot of touring for the first two records. When do you find time? It's kind of hard to write while you're touring, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, you come up with ideas and stuff, but it's hard to finish a song. I mean, we took a long break that it might not seem like it. We did to people from the outside, but we took a good like 8 months off after we finished touring on Days, and you know, did other. You know, pursued other things, and I spent that time writing, and then we spent that time kind of rehearsing as a band. And so, yeah, we definitely had a good amount of time to write.
Well, the results are on the new album called Atlas, which comes out on March 4th. And then Real Estate will be back out on the road. And when the tour ends in the spring, it'll end here in New York at Webster Hall on April 5th. You want to do another song for us?
Sure, yes.
The Bend is the name of this one?
Yeah.
All right. It's the band Real Estate performing here in the Soundcheck studio. Martin Courtney, Matt Mundanale, and Jackson Paulus, Matt Kallman, and Alex Bleeker. They are the band Real Estate performing live on Soundcheck and a song called The Bend.
Thank you.
That is the band Real Estate, live in the Soundcheck studio with a song called The Bend. That's new. It'll be on the next album by Real Estate, Atlas, their third, which comes out on March 4th, but we're getting a bit of a preview in these live performances on Soundcheck today. The band will be playing here in New York on Saturday, April 5th at Webster Hall. It's the final date of their spring tour. And each time the band has played here in the studio, they've done an instrumental track for us. And today will be no exception. Here is the instrumental track called April Song. Thank you. band Real Estate, live on Soundcheck with April's Song, an instrumental track, which will appear on Atlas, their new record. It'll be their third, out on March 4th. And then the band heads out on tour. They'll be back here in New York on Saturday, April 5th at Webster Hall, playing for us here in the Soundcheck studio, as they have done for each of their three albums. And every time, Martin, you guys have done an instrumental track for us.
That's right.
The rock instrumental, the pop instrumental, you know, it's sort of a dying art. I mean, it gets resurrected in unexpected ways every now and again, but...
Yeah, I mean, we just have had one on every record, and we like to, you know, keep that going. It's kind of fun.
Now, are you a big fan of the surf guitar sound, Dick Dale, The Ventures, that sort of thing?
I mean, like, not to the, you know, point that I actually know that much about it, but but yeah, I mean, I think especially early on, it was like something that we thought sounded cool, and yeah, for sure, like, yeah.
Well, I mean, that piece, you know, that's just, I mean, some might say it's swimming in reverb. Yeah. I would say it's swimming in the sound of the 60s and the 70s.
Yeah, I mean, it makes its way, I think, definitely into some of my guitar playing and, you know, just like using the whammy bar and things like that, for sure.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you about the artwork for the new album, because you've been teasing bits and pieces of this on your Instagram account.
Right.
And it turns out...
Yeah,
it's all part of a mural, is that right?
Yeah, it's the cover of the record is most of a mural that used to hang on the side of a department store in Paramus, New Jersey, called Alexander's. It was there up until like the mid 90s. We used to drive past it every day, and it was just this huge, massive mural from the 60s that eventually got torn down.
Wow.
But yeah, the actual department store was defunct pretty much the entire time I was alive. So it was just this old building.
Oh, I remember Alexander's.
Yeah.
I had a summer job at Alexander's. Yeah. Not the one in Paramus, the one in Manhattan.
Okay, yeah.
But that's going back a few years.
Right, so. It's been...
So how did you get... If the building's long gone, the mural's long gone, how did you get it?
We just... I kind of remembered it, and then we thought it was a cool idea to use maybe part of it for the album cover, and I kind of scoured Google Image to find a decent, picture of it, and then we got in touch with the owner of the image, and, you know, like, we were able to make it work, yeah.
All right. Well, the artwork and the music within, all available on March 4th, the album called Atlas from the band Real Estate. They've been with us on Soundcheck. It's always great to have you guys with us, and congratulations on the new record.
Thank you. Thanks for having us back.
This is Soundcheck. Thanks for listening. Stay connected by subscribing to the Soundcheck podcast on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and download the new WNYC mobile app for free. See you next time. I'm John Schaefer.